AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Buffalo, New York, President Biden says the country needs to admit there is a domestic terrorism problem.
I don't know why we don't admit what the hell's going on.
10 people, all black, were shot and killed at a Buffalo supermarket. A white man is in custody. The president called on people to reject what he angrily labeled the poison of white supremacy.
There's a lot of people like this murderer who committed this act who are just deranged, who are susceptible, who are just lost and don't know what to do. And they're easily taken. They're easily sucked in.
Also in Buffalo, the president called on Americans to reject the lie of the racist replacement theory espoused by the shooter that alleges white people and their influence are being intentionally replaced by people of color. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked if he has responsibility to speak out to members citing replacement theory.
Well, certainly the episode, this horrible episode in Buffalo, is a result of a completely deranged young man who ought to suffer the severest possible penalty under the law.
Prosecutors have charged the suspect in the California church shooting with one count of first-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted murder. The girlfriend of a man arrested in Dallas in a shooting that wounded 3 women in a Koreatown hair salon told police he had been admitted to health facilities because he was having delusions about Asian Americans. Chair Jerome Powell underscored the Federal Reserve's determination to keep raising interest rates until it has brought inflation under control. The Dow finished up 431 points. A federal judge struck down Tennessee's first-of-its-kind law, requiring businesses to post special signs if they allow transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. This is AP News. Congress held its first hearing in a half century on unidentified flying objects.
Reports of sightings are frequent and continuing.
Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray did not suggest their evidence of extraterrestrial life, but rather the result of
quadcopters and unmanned aerial systems that are in our airspace, identification of what we can classify as clutter, Mylar balloons and other types of air trash, and improvements in the capabilities of our various sensors.
Lawmakers from both parties say UFOs are a national security concern, in which case Bray says much needs to remain classified.
We do not want potential adversaries to know exactly what we're able to see or understand, or how we come to the conclusions we make.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Baltimore Orioles pitcher Matt Harvey has been suspended 60 games by Major League Baseball for distribution of prohibited drug of abuse. He admitted in February during a trial to using cocaine while with 2 other teams. Ed Donahue, AP News.